I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Watch the show live every day. We're on right now. Vaughn, you are doing a kick-ass job in there. Panning those cameras around, zooming in, zooming out. Is he even in there? There he is.
What are you looking for?
Vaughn.
Oh. What did you want?
I like when he leans over and waves to me.
There's Vaughn.
And I'm talking about Vaughn. He's working on the cameras right now. You can watch the show. Go to radioalice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass. We're on live when we're here. On the weekends, he puts together like just a best of from the whole week. So it's constantly looped 24/7. Yeah. Oh, you can't get enough of us. We can't get enough of you either.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Coup. Organic Coup wants to thank the 49er faithful for making the Coup Crispy Sandwich the number one sando at Levi's Stadium. All Miami, right. Here we come.
All right, here we come.
And it looks like today I will try take two on going to Levi's Stadium and gearing up.
Oh, you are
going
to do it?
Did you get
it?
Some tips on it?
No.
Someone said something in there, Vinny, in your stuff is some particular parking lot to park.
I just took my surfboard and wetsuit out of the car, so at least I can park without thinking
and just
someone's
bring your
gonna
briefcase with you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, my briefcase is a briefcase.
It's
you don't have
soft,
to put it
soft-sided.
In.
Soft-sided.
It doesn't. That's okay.
Is it?
Yeah. You made it.
Yeah, it's awful. I'm gonna buy you one. I saw one that
don't
I was like,
buy me one. I'll buy my
no,
own.
I'm gonna buy you one just as a gift, a love gift. I love you. I can't give you a gift. You won't take a gift from me. You'll love it. Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Why don't you just try to make him another one then?
No, I can't make it as good as this one. Hmm. I looked at it and went, oh man, that'd be great. Vinny would look so stylish in that. He can, right. But well, I will tell you this. I appreciate you carrying that janky thing I made for you around. It means a lot to me. So much so, I'm going to reward you with a real one.
I don't understand.
It says, Vinny.
I used it every day since I got it.
I know. And I'm like, that is that guy likes me.
Yeah.
He loves me even.
It's Merce. Someone says, go into the Levi's Stadium parking lot off of Tasman.
Okay.
And
sure.
It says, between Great America and Stars and Stripes.
All right.
Stars and Stripes, is that a bar?
I don't know, but I just know at least now I can walk away from my car and right. I don't have to think, great, someone's going to smash and grab me.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know it's not San Francisco down there, but
it happens everywhere.
I'm tripping on
Listen,
it.
Listen, yeah, you're still wheeling from
that. That upset my balance.
It bummed you out.
Yeah. Well, I like being in San Francisco. As you know, we've been here since 96 and yeah. I've roamed this entire area via foot, skateboard, bikes, driving, whatever. I love being able to just be in the city.
You were victimized.
Among the people and sort of getting that there's a vibe. There's
right.
a thing that you need to feel.
You like it. Roaming is your word.
I like
even,
it. Right.
You know?
Well, it's such a beautiful city.
It just. It really is.
Like it's, any other city, all the stuff that goes along with it.
It's yep. experiencing a low point at the moment, but I'm sure that's just a. You
passing.
Know, it's like the tide.
Sure.
It comes and goes,
comes
right?
Comes in, rolls out. No.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
I saw the poor Macy's. You know how they've already closed the one Macy's store?
Mm-hmm.
Someone must have...
The men's Macy's they
the
closed?
The men's Macy's yeah. is closed. Uh-huh. So they're. I don't know what they're putting in there, but they're tearing it
you
down.
You mean right at Union Square?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. They're tearing the building down.
The.
Started with a few cases. Okay.
Oh,
well,
coronavirus is what that sounds like.
I did not hit play. They yes, they're tearing that the men's thing down or they've torn the face off it anyway. Maybe yeah. they're going to use the structure and put something new up front. But someone had gone by the Macy's on across the street, the main one, and just I don't know if they dragged a knife or but they scratched the window around the whole building.
Oh.
So you know how they, like in the Christmas they put puppies and
yeah,
you know Christmas
yeah.
displays
SPCA
and
SPCA or whatever
yeah,
goes
yeah, yeah.
there. Yeah.
There I've been watching them try to
buff that out,
get that out of there.
Awful.
Well, people suck.
It's
you know,
part
what,
of being
it's
in the big city, I guess,
ex-employee.
Right? Maybe or just right. people at night who have
oh, look,
nothing
a
better
window
to do.
And I've got a knife. Let's go.
Right. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with this news break, so let's get started.
All right.
The company that controls the .org online universe is putting it up for sale.
The whole thing?
Isn't that weird?
So does that mean that they'll get everybody's renewal fees every year? Like, I don't understand
that. The people who buy it, yes, will get the renewal fees and will get all new signups and get fees.
Right.
And the people who are, I guess, nonprofits are raising concerns. They feel like, well, whoever buys this is going to jack the price. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they?
Right.
They own our ability to do business.
At this URL address.
Right.
Right. What does it cost now? Isn't it like $70 a year?
It doesn't say what the cost is now, but the .org suffix that all these people use where they've registered their domain names, they say it could become a lot more expensive if a for-profit company is in control.
Oh, the company that's the deal, right? Those are mostly, they are, I mean, isn't .org reserved for nonprofits?
Yeah.
And
that's interesting. So, and it was run, so it was owned by a nonprofit, huh?
Private equity firm Ethos Capital plans to buy the public interest registry from the Internet Society for $1.1 billion.
Wow. Oh, boy.
It says it doesn't plan to jack the prices up and will respect the freedom of expression. I didn't really think
of that as being something that was owned by someone.
This is almost a non-story, and yet I thought it was interesting, too. Like, someone owned and is profiting off these companies'
and could shut down someone's .org if someone complains.
Such a weird thing.
It is a weird thing.
That was made available to anyone. Like, who bought it in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
And from whom?
And how'd they get it? Right.
Right? All right. Whatever.
Weird. Interesting.
Yeah.
I guess somebody owns everything, right?
Yeah.
This whole damn world.
A new study looked at the most recognizable company logo in the United States.
In the United
Take
States.
Take one guess at the most recognizable.
Amazon.
Number 9.
Walmart.
Not on the list
in
the top 10.
I was thinking like
Apple?
McDonald's
Apple, number 1.
Oh, Apple.
McDonald's,
what'd
number
you guys
2.
Say? Nike?
Coca-Cola, number
Coke.
3.
Coke.
Nike, number 4.
Oh.
Starbucks, Google.
Oh, sure. Oh, Google, right.
Facebook, Adidas, Amazon, YouTube comes in at 10. Mm. Disney's 13, Ford is 15, Instagram 17, but these are the most recognizable company logos, and Apple, number 1.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it is, but I mean, even if you don't know that it's the company Apple's logo, you'd go, that's an Apple. You win. You got it. Good job.
At least 8 times since early December, the owner of Natick Outdoor Sports made an unpleasant discovery when he arrived at work.
Is this Natick, Massachusetts?
Is there a Natick, Massachusetts?
There is.
Then it must be.
Natick.
He found a pile of human poo-poo.
Oh. How did he know it was human?
Because they're, well,
this is a great day.
That's an interesting question. They say Natick police arrested Andrea F. Grosser. Here is
some
her.
Lady?
Yeah, look it's at her
pooping?
Picture.
It's a lady, and here's her mugshot.
Oh, she's crying because
well,
she's been caught pooping.
Andrea F. Grosser.
This is her toilet.
She's been making regular visits to the front of this store.
Oh, my God.
In the parking lot of the store at 38th North Ave, where they found her getting ready to use it as a toilet again, is where she was caught.
Oh, no. They caught her when she had to go?
I'm so happy they've arrested her, says the owner of the outdoor store where she's been doing this. Mm. I have no idea who she is. This has been ongoing. She has pooped here often. There's nothing more disgusting than coming to your parking lot in the morning and seeing that some human has done it.
So I guess like maybe the toilet paper was the...
They found toilet paper. That's
was
it.
The giveaway. That's not...
At first they thought it was an animal, but then they noticed that there's toilet paper and other wipes there. And animals would not have done that.
No, they don't. They usually, if they need to... I mean, we've all seen a dog drag its butt. I mean, that's...
Sure.
How they clean it.
That's a sign of something else.
Yeah, I know, but still.
The incidents were caught
like
on camera.
Itchy butt.
But the vehicle's license plate hadn't been captured in the scene. They say that they've been doing extra patrols at the store in an effort to identify the poo-poo vandal. And then they caught her in the parking lot at 6:51 in the morning.
She's a white lady, looks bedraggled, and yeah. she's like, she actually looks like she's holding it in.
You know who she looks like? I actually thought she was the lady who plays. I can't think of her name on Big Bang, but she was Blossom.
Amy.
Right. Bialik. Blossom, right.
Yeah, that's who she looked like
she
when I looked at it. I went, oh, look at that.
Sort of that long horse face.
Yeah.
What was this lady's name?
This lady?
I have it.
Andrea
Hold
something?
On.
Andrea Grosser?
Uh-huh. Andrea F.
Grosser. And so there's video out there?
She was caught on camera, yeah.
Yeah, I've got video here, and I didn't... So
that's her?
Yeah, let's just go ahead.
I'll
just go ahead.
The video contains graphic content.
Yeah, well, it's some lady.
So she starts off arguing with the guy.
She's in the store right now arguing.
Oh, this is...
She's probably arguing because she wants the key to the restroom. Listen, I really got to go. Like, right now.
I need to go. Prairie dogging now right now.
Oh, God.
Gross.
What is she doing over on the other counter? She's yelling. Right.
Watch this. Takes
off
her sweater.
Oh, no. She's going to poop right
she
in front of
her. Takes off her shirt.
Oh, no.
Oh, she leans again.
She did it.
Oh, she picked it up and put it on the counter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She's like a monkey in a zoo.
She picked it up and threw it. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
What a psycho!
This is the same lady?
I don't know.
Well, this is the video that's attached to the story. And
yeah,
that's
but there's
why
a parking lot. I thought it was just.
I know. I thought it was a park. That's why.
She's had incidents before, apparently.
Oh wow! That is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh wow! So is that
she
a napkin
picks it
on the
up
counter
and throws it?
I think
I
she
hope
used,
it's a napkin.
And,
she,
yeah, and use like a piece
oh,
of paper
she's
to
used
wipe.
Paper.
And she's then throws the paper at
her. This woman is troubled.
Yeah. Oh, God. Poo poo.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I just saw that.
I know.
Brent, I blame you. You've ruined
Me
my weekend.
Too.
In other crime news,
I'm starving.
You know what, Vinny? I wondered, though. Remember that guy that was a serial pooper arrested?
Yeah, and it turned out to be like a principal at a
superintendent
school.
Superintendent or something like that. So I see that she has like sort of jogging clothes on. So I wondered if it was she's a serial pooper, so she's jogging every morning, and every morning has to poop. And
sometimes,
wow.
Right? Sometimes running or walking does make you
stirs
like,
it up.
Oh boy, I think I gotta go home real fast.
Oh, Andrea, you're disgusting.
That's just most people have a complex about pooping in public. I don't know about you guys.
It should I'm not, be you know, more difficult than that. That happened way too fast.
Yeah, she had to go.
She just leaned, and she knew exactly how to do it too. Did you see that?
She leaned up.
She like. It looked like she's sitting in a chair, but she's leaning against some
wall or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
47-year-old Matthew Davies, this story out of Scotland, he last September tried to rob a bank while he was in court last week. We found out how he was caught. Apparently, Matthew took a pillowcase with him to the robbery to wear as a mask, but he didn't cut eye holes. And so he found himself walking into the and realized
thing.
Right. And so he had to take the pillowcase off.
Where is everybody? Where's the money? Put the money in my pockets.
So unfortunately,
this is ridiculous.
He had to take his mask off. Everyone were right.
There's police all around me. So that's how they caught him, huh? Because he's an idiot. That's
he
how
had to take his mask
caught.
Off.
Yeah. Let me just get this out of my way. Oh, now you can see my face. Oh, God, this day is going badly.
Unbelievable, right?
Oh, boy. What a fun break this is. Pooping and dummies.
An older guy in central Michigan named Howard Kirby recently paid $70 for an old couch at a secondhand store.
All right. Well, that's a good fair price for an old couch.
He bought it to put in his man cave.
Oh, fun.
A few weeks later, he noticed one of the cushions was lumpy. So his daughter opened it up, and inside was a small fireproof safe filled with $43,000.
Oh, my God. And so he never told anybody, and now he has $43,000.
His first thought was he could pay off the rest of his house and add a nice chunk to his retirement.
Whoa.
He even talked to a lawyer who said he was legally allowed to keep it. But he said it didn't feel right, so he got in touch with the store, and they tracked down the family that dropped off the couch, and it turned out They donated it after their grandfather passed away, and they had no idea he'd been stashing cash in it.
Oh, wow. In other words, they weren't hurting for the money, and they weren't looking for it, and this guy could have kept it!
He surprised them with the money last week, and they were completely blown away. He didn't have to give it to him.
He didn't. Did they give him half?
No.
Oh, boy.
They gave him $100.
He credits his faith for leading him in the right direction.
You know that it was the right thing to do.
Even though he could have legally kept it, the lawful thing is not always the moral thing.
What a nice guy. What town in Michigan did you say that was again?
Just says Central Michigan. Yeah. I don't have the town.
I mean, $70 for a couch. You can pay off your house and put a chunk toward retirement with $43,000.
Yeah.
That sounds like the place to be.
Dollars, though.
Suddenly, I see.
To me, I'm like, oh, my God, I can go buy a motorcycle. Cash. Cash.
Yeah.
You know what I can get? I can get a road bike and a dirt bike. Cash.
Is that what you're gonna go for if you get $43,000?
Free money? I mean, I'm not gonna be able to convince anybody at my house that this is okay with the money we earn. But if I got free money handed to me, yeah, I'd go buy a motorcycle.
You wouldn't start slipping that into a 529E or
I'm working on the 529E right now. But free money.
I don't know. I save that.
Wouldn't you want to go ride motorcycles all the time with
absolutely
me?
Absolutely not.
Get on the back.
No way. I'll take your sidecar at the very least. I'm not doing
it. Get on.
I'm not getting, please. I know you. I've driven in cars with you and I'm afraid. I can't even imagine being on a motorcycle with you.
Well, I bet you're a bad backseat driver. I mean, you need to lean into the turns with me. You're not going to lean away from it, are you?
Why are we leaning over?
You're going to make us crash. You got to lean into the turn with me.
You know what? I don't think we're motorcycle compatible then.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Get that thing out of here. Drive that out of here. It's ridiculous.
Everything was back then. iMacs, iPods, iPhones. Right. And I think Apple is moving away from that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that they had to pay Cisco to get the name for that.
Me either. That's the first I ever heard.
Listen to this, and this is a text. I don't know if it's true. You all should Google why there are so many Chinese restaurants to begin with. Very interesting U.S. history. One of the only ways to gain citizenship during gold rush times.
Huh. Was to own a business?
Was to own...
Huh.
Trippy, right?
You know what's crazy is, I grew up on the East Coast, and there's tons of Chinese restaurants, and very specific food. Like, everywhere you go, like, when I came here and I got actual real Chinese food, I'm like, dumplings, what the hell are these? Like, there's no dumpling. I mean, I'm sure in Boston proper, in Chinatown, you would be able to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just, chicken fingers. Like,
chicken fingers.
Oh, yeah. They look like a big gnarly finger, and chicken inside it and deep fried. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like these, like all the things that I thought were staples of Chinese cuisine do not exist here where real Chinese people are making the, I'm sure there's real Chinese people in the Boston area too,
right.
But the whole, and actually a lot of them are just big drinking establishments, like sort of masquerading as a Chinese restaurant. Like you go in and their big thing is, we're going to sell you liquor. Like the scorpion bowl that they put in the middle of the table. It's the size of a fish tank, and everyone puts a straw in it and stumbles out an hour later.
Hmm.
The scorpion bowl.
Yeah. It was all about the drinks. Like, you'd go and you'd get the poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo platter?
That's what it's called.
What's a poo-poo platter?
Are you kidding me? They don't even have poo-poo platters out here?
No.
The girls are nodding. Are you guys East Coasters or something?
Platters? You don't know. You know.
Hawaiian is a poo-poo? This is P-O-O-P-O-O. Oh. Poo-poo platter.
You know what? Von knows poo-poo.
Oh, you know? Well, he's an East Coast guy, so he knows about the chicken finger, too, no doubt.
So this is a Chinese cuisine thing?
Well, it's, East Coast, whatever it's been bastardized to by the time it makes it across.
What's on this poo-poo platter?
Appetizers?
It'd be this is what pops up for poo-poo
like pork
platter.
Ribs.
It's spelled P-U-P-U platter.
Not where I come from. It's not.
Yeah.
Really?
There it is, poo-poo. Great. It's like egg rolls, deep-fried egg rolls. They'd be like... Little like pork slabs.
Yeah, like shrimp.
Skewered meats.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, shrimp. They call them shrimp fingers.
Boy,
shrimp fingers and chicken
hungry.
Fingers. I am too.
Starving.
Damn. Son.
Poo-poo.
I could go for a poo-poo platter
we
right
want
now.
Poo-poo.
You get the poo-poo platter
we
and the scorpion bowl.
We started with poo-poo. We end with poo-poo.
Let's get out of here.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.